This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us globally, worldwide at GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms. In this segment, we're going to shine the spotlight on Dan Watson. He is a gentleman who has more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience. He's a lubrication specialist. He's one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of the U.S. as well as Canada. And Dan knows his stuff inside and out. I kind of started referring to him last week a little bit as Dr. Dan, and we're going to be talking about a whole slew of things, including 20-weight oils and about what some of the automakers are doing these days oil-wise. If you've got an oil question, you can shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com, or you can call us up direct, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, let's bring forth the man with all the knowledge about oils, with one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of the U.S. and all of Canada. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson. Dan, how you doing?
Well, I'm just fine here on this beautiful Sunday. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Let's begin by talking a little bit about 20-weight oils. You sent me a few notes here this afternoon. There's such things now as 0W20 and SW20. What does that exactly mean?
Well, I think one of the best things to do when you start a conversation like this is to actually go over what these numbers really do mean. So when somebody looks on that quart of oil or looks in their owner's manual and says they're supposed to use a 5W20, a 0W20, a 530, 1030, a 550, well, what do those numbers mean? What are the manufacturers telling you to do? And if you look at the number, it's going to have a W next to part of it, and then a dash, and then the next number. So if it is a 5W-20, it means that it functions with a apparent viscosity of 5 for winter rating. Just look at that W as standing for winter. And the next number is the actual thickness, or what's called viscosity rating, at 212 degrees. We call that the operational viscosity. So when you're the consumer and you look at the bottle and you see that it says 5W20, and another bottle says 10W30, and another bottle says 10W40, for all the practical application, you need to know that that's a thickness rating, and that the 40 is the thickest in that example, the 30 is next, down to the 20. Now, the first number, the W, as I said, is a winter rating, so you can have a 0W, a 5W, a 10W, 15W, or 20W. And again, the smaller that number, the further down it goes, the colder that oil can function in. In other words, if I have a 5W20, that 5W will be better than a 10W, and that 10W would be better than a 15W going in the direction of cold weather. It makes a lot of difference when you're in Canada or you're in upstate New York, Maine, Minnesota, Idaho, somewhere, and it's minus 20 degrees. You need to have some kind of oil that's actually going to let your engine turn over and start, and that oil is going to have some ability to flow. So that's when you start looking for those zero W rated oils. And people say, well, how can it be zero W? You can't have zero thickness, can it? Well, I always go over, Bob, to the our good old trusty mercury thermometer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the mercury thermometer says zero, it's a number on a scale. It doesn't mean that it's equal to nothing. There's actually a temperature which is zero. And you can feel it out there, right? And if you go to minus 10 degrees, that's colder than zero. And if you go to plus 10, that's warmer than zero. So zero is a real number on the scale. It just holds that position before you go to negative numbers or you go to positive numbers. So zero W just reflects a certain ability of the oil to flow at very cold temperatures. And 5W would flow very well, but not as well as 0W. So again, for our folks listening out there, you look at that number, just think of that W as winter rating, how well it's going to pump at colder and colder temperatures. And the second number, how thick it's going to be when you get your car up to operating temperature. So that's an explanation of that. Now, you'll have another rating on there that we have discussed in the past, and I won't spend a great amount of time with it, but it's called the classification, and that's from the American Petroleum Institute. It's the API classification.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that's important is because when you look in your owner's manual, it's going to tell you that the original equipment manufacturer has specified certain testing that has been accepted by the API that this oil must test and meet those certifications in order to qualify for that classification. So if your car calls for an API SN rated or classified motor oil, and you look on there and the bottle says that it's API SL, well, that's not as far down the ladder, you know, through the alphabet as SN, so that oil wouldn't be correct for your car. But if it said SN on the bottle, it would. And then also, if you looked in your owner's manual, you had an older car, and it said that you were to use SL rated oil, and you saw the bottle said SN, well, good for us. The API requires what they call backward compatibility, and that means that that SN must exceed the requirements of SL. So therefore, you can use the SN in the previous classification, if you understand what I mean. You can't go out using, you can't use the SL where you need SN, but you can use SN where you need the SL without getting too far down on the weeds here. So anyway, for the consumer to know, look in your owner's manual. It'll tell you the what we refer to in slang as the weight of the oil, the viscosity. And it'll tell you what the API says you have to have for performance characteristics to protect your vehicle. And those are currently SN for gasoline and the API CK4 for diesel applications. So hopefully that's just a little review for people that are familiar with it and maybe some new information for people who have never really known exactly what those numbers mean. But we kind of have to know what they mean if we're going to talk about the characteristics of 5W20 or 0W20 versus what we're more familiar with most of the time, a 530 or a 1030, and how they differ. And if we have anything to worry about, where are the manufacturers going with this? Why are they, you know, making these different specifications? So that background's a little bit important before you get off into the discussion. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. Dan Watson is with us. Check out thelubepage.com, and you can email Dan right up there directly at thelubepage.com, or, of course, you can call the toll-free number, and it doesn't matter where you live because Dan is going to have the oil delivered right to your doorstep, so you don't have to find a local distributor. You can work with Dan, one of the leading experts in the whole country, and Dan is the kind of guy that's going to be ready, willing, and able to take your questions, take your calls, and provide you with great customer service. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of these other designations on oil models, and we'll also talk about some of the things that the car companies are up these days, too. So don't go away. More with Dan Watson from the Lube Page straight ahead.
together. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Can we thank you so much for being here? Dan Watson is with us, one of our great sponsors, supporters of the program, The Lube Page. That's his website, and you can email up Dan there or give him a call, and he'll be more than happy to give you the best advice for the best results, because that's what it's really all about. And today we're doing something kind of fun here. We're kind of doing a little translation of different numbers and different letters that are listed on on certain oil bottles. Let's talk a little bit more about SAE. What specifically does that stand for? Society of...
That is the Society of Automotive Engineers, the SAE organization, and they're the ones who call out the actual weight or viscosity of the oil, whereas the classification is done by the API, which is the American Petroleum Institute. So two different organizations. Not unusual that the engineers would know basically the thickness of the oil they want to use, the viscosity, because they're designing all of the bearings and the lubrication requirements. Now, the American Petroleum Institute, to determine the classification, they simply, there's a committee that's put together by the manufacturers, such as Ford and Chrysler and GM and Nissan and Toyota, Honda, these guys. They come together in a meeting, and they begin to specify certain particular testing required that they want in the classification to guarantee it's going to protect their cars. And so once everybody's agreed to the series of tests that will be required, and they accept that a particular manufacturer, for example, there's a different performance or wear tests that were actually years ago, there was an Oldsmobile test that was used, and everybody accepted, well, Oldsmobile's gone, but it doesn't matter, it's a GM test anyway. And so when that committee comes up and accepts now all the testing required to meet the new classification, then everybody in the manufacturing business for oil, they know what they've got to do to get their oil in line to meet that classification. And then they'll have a date that it's going to go into effect, and that'll be the new performance specifications or classifications of the oil required for that next batch. So they have a pretty good system, but here's the thing that I wanted to get to into this. The people buying cars, I get these questions all the time. They can't believe it. They buy this brand new car and they look in it and it says that it takes either 5W20 or 0W20. And they're just really kind of taken back, because if they know anything about oil, and some of them might be close to my age, they've been around when we used to use 40-weight oils and we went to 30-weight oils and now to 20, and Honda's even got some cars and Toyota's got some now coming into the country that use 0W16. So the question is, what in the world is going on here? Why do we go to these thinner and thinner oils? And the answer is fuel economy. That's all it is, because they're doing everything possible in all of these applications to get the highest rated fuel economy possible out of these vehicles. Well, thinner oil has less resistance to flow and can provide some reduced, what they call, hydraulic resistance to flow and turning of bearings. So what happens is that, yes, you can gain, maybe anywhere up to a half a mile per gallon, and maybe even a mile per gallon, depending upon the vehicle, by going from a 5W30 to a 5W20. So if all you have to do is recommend across your fleet 5W20 and it gains you a mile per gallon, that's a fairly cheap gain in fuel economy to make by just changing some print in the book and making the recommendation. But we have to ask ourselves, if you thought you needed 30-weight oil before in some of these engines, are you absolutely sure that you'll get all the protection you need with the 20-weight oil? That becomes the question I am asked over and over and over. And, Bob, in reality, the answer is yes for protection and no. Because if I have a cheap engine oil in a 5W20 or 0W20, it probably will not give you the protection that you need. Now, in perfect condition, in other words, just operating along with the engine running at 205 degrees and no particular extreme heat, air conditioner running, no climbing hills or running at high speeds, anything like that, just staying in what you'd call the sweet operating envelope, you probably get protection. Go outside the normal, put stress on the engine, and if you've got either a cheap synthetic or a blend or a petroleum, you're going to have trouble. Let me explain it like this. Each one of these weights or viscosities of oil, they have what they call normal operating band of temperature. Then there is an intermittent operating band, and then there is the oh my God band, okay? And when you look at a standard, good quality petroleum oil, 20 weight oil, its normal operating band is about 230, maybe at best 240 degrees. Now, most folks say, well, that's pretty high temperature. My car is only running 195, 200, 205, whatever the thermostat says. But you have to understand what's going on inside your engine. Oil tends to run 30 to 70 degrees hotter than the water temperature of the thermostat for the radiator. So if I'm doing 205 and I got a 30 degree increase in temperature of my oil under good conditions, I'm running about 235. So what that means with the petroleum oil, I would be running right on the cusp of the intermittent operating range all the time. Now, if I shift to a what I call a low-grade synthetic, I can take that up maybe to 250 degrees, okay? And so, okay, I got some margin now. At least I can breathe. But what about when I put the vehicle under some heavy load? For example, they're putting 5W-20 in some of the pickup trucks and other vehicles like that, SUVs. So what if I hook a trailer up behind it and start pulling the trailer? The next thing you know, I'm approaching that 70 degrees. The oil's running 60, 70 degrees hotter than my water temperature. Wait a minute. I'm at 260, 270. I'm above that area where even that low-quality synthetic is running out of room. So what you have to do in these 20-weight oils is you have to just, as they say, cut the mustard. You have to go to something that can provide you protection all the way up, and that's going to be a quality synthetic engine oil like AMSOIL synthetic, Mobil synthetic. You've got to be able to be sure that you can handle those temperatures. Now, the AMSOIL Signature Series oil will give you a margin up to 330, 40 degrees for normal operating, and they go to about 450 in the intermittent operating range. So you're not going to overrange that oil in the temperature. But if you get an oil that overranges the temperature, you say, well, what happened? Okay?
Yep, so true.
And we got the break coming.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family's survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
From Maximilian Motors in Washington State, and we're doing talking about the weights of oils, learning lots of stuff, and getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead. And already they're forecasting some snow for the Northeast, so we're going to see what happens with that. Let's see what else we can talk about here. I would imagine people would like to know if you're using a 20 SW20, is the protection as good as if you're using, let's say, a 10W20?
Well, what it is, Bob, is that there is definitely added protection in a thicker film of oil. Now, there are sometimes ways that you don't have to have thick, because if we said, hey, look, that 1030 is better than that 520, well, why don't we use a 550? Okay, let's really get up there. We can really put some, you know, some juice in there and solve all our problems. We don't care about that fuel economy. Let's just get that thick oil in there, right? Well, the problem is the engineers, they manufacture some of these tight clearances assuming a certain weight of oil will be flowing through. Now, for example, without getting deep in weeds, you've got a small little porting hole or oil galley that allows oil to come in on the face of the connector rod bearings and the main bearings, okay? Now, that little hole is only such a size, there's only so much clearance between those bearing faces as they're rotating and moving. The problem is when you try to squeeze a 50-weight oil into that situation, it restricts flow. And one of the worst things you can do to a bearing one of these types of bearings, is to cut back the oil flow, because those bearings get hot, and the only thing that removes the heat is the oil having a good flow rate through the bearing. So when the designers are putting this thing together, they go, well, okay, we got to have so many gallons per minute, half a gallon, a quarter gallon, whatever it is, a quart a minute, whatever it takes going through that bearing to remove the calculated heat that's going to develop in that bearing. If I start running too thick of oil, I just won't get adequate bearing flow. And next thing you know, I'm overheating the bearing. And long-term overheating the bearing can start to cause problems of wear and warping and distortion, and then I've got real problems. So there's a limit to how thick we could run it. But the question is, usually comes down to, wouldn't I be better off just sticking with a 30-weight oil than going to that 20-weight oil? And couldn't I just do that? Well, there are times you can, but I want to be very careful about how I say this. It is rare that I would ever recommend that you use anything except what the manufacturer has stipulated in your owner's manual. I believe they paid these guys big bucks to come up with those stipulations, and they probably know what they're doing. And there would be some situations where you have some conditions going on in the engine that I might recommend going up a grade, okay? But that would be on a case-by-case basis. When you look at these 5W20 applications, Bob, there's another thing going on in the engine, because, see, oil can be used for a lot of different things in the engine other than just lubrication. You've got in these, lots of these newer cars, what they call a variable valve timing system. Are you familiar? Have you heard that term? And that variable valve timing uses some of the engine oil in a hydraulic action to vary the timing in a way that it does it mechanically, using the oil as a pressure medium. And if the oil's too thick, it won't move that system fast enough, and it can create a runability problem. So we have another consideration other than just worrying about the protection for anti-wear. Now we've got a system relying upon the oil to actually act as a hydraulic medium to move what these guys call the phasers, which actually change the timing of the valve. All complicated stuff. I just marvel at these mechanical engineers. They can make stuff I never thought of. But we get back to the lubrication. People have put too thick of oil in those systems, and they've had their warranties voided when those systems malfunctioned, because the manufacturer said, look, we designed this for this level. That's why we told you to run 0W20. What are you doing running 10W30? And the answer would be, well, I thought it would give me more protection. Well, it might give you more protection in the bearings, but it really messes up this variable valve timing, so don't do it. So you see what I, you understand what I'm saying? It's not as simple as just saying I get better protection with that, because the designers have stuck more complications into this formula of how to get the right oil and do the right thing. So here's the best recommendation on these 20-weight oils. You're going to run 0W20 or 5W20, you're going to have to pay for a premium product. You can't buy cheap oil for those systems. 20-weight oils in the cheap 20-weight oils are actually long-term wear out of your engine. So you have to, as the old saying used to be, somebody coined it, pay me now or pay me later. You have got to run good, high temperature capable, premium 20-weight oil, or you will just be headed for all kinds of disappointment.
Well said, Dan. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, if you have a question for Dan. And it can be about motor oil, it can be about transmissions. We got a lot of reaction to your transmission discussion last
sure
week.
Did.
And how was your YouTube? Did you see a bunch of jumps?
Yeah, so we have people looking and reading on site. I got a lot of people that come to my website and read. I have a series of magazine articles I wrote in the past talking about oil, and I also have a whole series of videos that are on the website. And I want to be clear and suggest to people that if you get good information there and you think that you might be interested in looking at synthetic engine oil, synthetic transmission fluid, and you see that there's quality involved, hey, I'm not bashful. I'll ask you for your business because that's what I make my living doing. And so if you get good quality out of those articles and you see value in those videos and I can do some more of them in the future, hey, you know, if you're going to buy synthetic, give me a chance at your business. I think I can convince you that AMSOIL is the best. And by the way, we do have some wholesale buying options that are really easy to do. And all you got to do is go on my website and hit a message to me and say, hey, Dan, what's this wholesale buying of AMSOIL products? How's that work? And I'll give you all the information you need to know. So it's easy to do, nationwide delivery and service. You can't beat it. It's a good system. Now, in these engine oils, you're going to find that we've had some vehicles, believe it or not, Bob, that are going back the other direction. Mustang, these high-performance Mustangs they started building a few years back, they call for a 5W50. They got a 50-weight oil in those vehicles. People go, wow, what? How? Why are they going that direction? Because you create that much horsepower, you need to be able to protect your heavily loaded bearings under that type of horsepower. There's a measurement without getting crazy about it. It's called high temperature, high shear. And it's a test that a high temperature of 300 degrees and at 1800 RPM on a rotating surface, have you got any oil left? That's really what the test is. And I'll talk a little more about that, Bob, when we come back.
That sounds great. Dan Watson is with us. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Live.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And we have Dan Watson, one of the automotive experts at Auto Informant. And Dan, tell us a little bit about the areas of things that you're working with.
Say that again, Bob. I didn't quite hear you.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering how long does it depend on the vehicle when you're doing an oil change? Does it depend on various factors, or is there a standard kind of rate card?
Well, when we look at sometimes we use a term we call qualifying a vehicle for synthetic engine oil, because quite frankly, if you've got an older vehicle that's got couple hundred thousand miles on it, it's rare that we're going to recommend using synthetic engine oil, because you probably have some stuck rings and some varnish and some sludge pockets around in the engine, and you put in something like AMSOIL, it's going to clean all that stuff out, and you might have some unexpected oil consumption, and we don't want to have a dissatisfied customer. So we tell you that if you got a vehicle, I always tell my customers, if your vehicle's got more than 100,000 miles on it, talk to me about it before you shift it over to synthetic, because I don't want you to have a bad experience, and I'll give you a couple ideas how to make that a easy transition without having any surprises, because a good synthetic engine oil like AMSOIL is a very, very high solvency, high cleaning engine oil, and it will take all those old deposits out. Sometimes it opens up some paths for oil to leak out when it cleans all that stuff out, so we have to be careful. But I wanted to mention one thing, Bob. I talked about these engine oils, and I said earlier things like if you use a cheap synthetic and if you use this or use that. I just have to warn everybody out there, all of our consumers, that you got to be careful today in the world of automotive aftermarket products, oils, lubricants, because there's some real scams going on. The state of Indiana, back a couple of years ago, they forced a couple of companies out. out of the state because of fraudulent oil sales, and there was more companies thrown out of Missouri, just about any of the states that get serious about inspecting what these guys are doing, they run into trouble. Because here's what this company was doing. They were selling oil through some type of convenience store chain. Okay, I don't even know what the name was, and it doesn't matter. But what was happening is if you went into that store and you looked on the shelf for, you know, where they carry some oil products, they would have had something like 520, 530, 1030, 1040, and 2050 oil sitting there. Well, when the Consumer Protection Agency came in and bought a series of those, went and tested them, they were all the same oil. So it didn't matter what was labeled on them, they were all the same oil. And then the second part was, as you know, we talked about that classification earlier being APISN right now. Well, those oils that they tested had a hard time qualifying for the original SA rating. They had so little additives in them. So it was almost like just oil put in a bottle of one level and label it all up pretty and put it on the shelf and sell it to people so they could stick it in their cars. The state of Indiana was not happy. They fined the company equal to the value of the company and told them that they could either pay the fine or leave the state. So I just tell people, if you know, I would love for you to all buy AMSOIL. You're not going to do that, okay? But I'd be happy with me. But on the other hand, you got to use some names you can trust. And most of the big oil companies that have, I just name some like Quaker State, Pennzoil, Valvoline, Shell, Havoline, Texaco. Those guys are going to make an oil according to the quality of the product that they have a reputation to protect. But when you see some oil and you just say, I have never heard of that. What is that? Have your antenna go up. That antenna, well, I've never heard of it after all these years. What is it? And then go on the internet. Today, the wonder of the internet is you can actually go there and see if you can find out anything about these guys. But it's a shame because where a lot of people today end up with a inferior product in their car is they go to some type of lube service or change place, and they've got some bulk oil, and nobody asks any questions, and they get that good-priced oil change, and they leave. And sometimes these oil companies that are making inferior products are sneaking them through those bulk oil deliveries, and nobody knows it. So I just tell you, you got to be careful. You're the only person. It's like a dietitian would tell you for your own health. You're the only one that can actually monitor what you eat. So you're the only one that can monitor what goes in your car. And so with just a little bit of concern and knowing that you have trusted places like your own trusted mechanic or a trusted tire store, whatever it is, some place that you know you can trust the people. And a lot of times it's better to ask that your car be changed with oil that comes in quart bottles. Tell them you don't really want to use the bulk oil because you don't trust it. Now, in some places you can. The guys can even show you the data sheet they got with the bulk oil that says what it is, okay? But I'm just leery these days, and I try to give good advice to our listeners that you have to be careful on this stuff. And the other thing is that it has gotten complicated, like I said before, with these different types of systems that are using the oil in a hydraulic type system. We talked about diesels for 2 weeks. My goodness, there you can need an oil change and your Ford Powerstroke may not run very well because the way the injectors are, and they take oil off of the system and use it. If it gets any air in it, it won't fire the injectors. So all kinds of little caveats on the side. And that's why really you can find these things out and you can get some help if you're up against not absolutely sure. Simply by going to thelubepage.com and ask me a question. It costs you nothing to go there and seek some advice if you're unsure about something. We've got cars today with turbochargers on them, wonderful devices. I mean, they really make the control of fuel-air mixture right down to the specifics that we can't even believe how well they can meter all those things. But that turbo is a terrible thing to waste. And a very expensive thing to waste. And if you don't have oil that can handle high temperatures, you have a chance of wasting a turbo. So you got to use premium grade synthetic engine oils in these cars that have turbochargers. Don't take the chance. Turbocharger, I know on a diesel, we're talking about, you know, a $4,000 repair. I would say on these turbocharged gasoline cars like the Volkswagen GTIs and the BMWs with turbos, you're talking about easy $2,500 to $5,000 repairs when you blow a turbo. So you can't take a chance. You got to use the best oil possible in these high-performance, high-tech cars. And I just sing this song over and over and over because it's the truth. You can't risk paying all that money when all it would have cost you is a few extra dollars to lubricate the thing with the protection that it needs. So, again, thelubepage.com, lots of information there. I've written articles you can go and read. And I'll ask you again, right on the radio, I'll ask you for your business. If you go to thelubepage.com and you think you're interested in synthetic oil, I would like to have your business.
To its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.